Tanis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tanis Bavli, Daf Chof Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the beginning of the fourth Perek, Perek B'Shlosha Perakim. B'Shlosha Perakim, HaKehanim, Reisim, Eskapeyem, Abba Pahim Bayeim, B'Shachas Uve Musaf, Uve Mincha, Uve Nilas Shalim, Uve Tanya Yisiv, Ma'amodayis, Uve Yerkipur. At three times, Kehanim lift their hands to give because Kehanim at every Tshvila, and at one of these times, it's four times in a day, at Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Neilas Shalom. The three times are on the fast, Ma'amodos, and Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, at Marina Talat, at Marina, Shemit Anim, and Ma'amodos, at Shemit Palim, Arba, and it's his Kapayim, Balayla, Ela, Bayem. The Gemara refers that we learn three things from our Mishnah. We fast at Ma'amodos, if not, we would not pick us Kahanim at Mincha, left to be drunk. And we pray four tefillos at all three times. And there's never because Kehanim at night, only during the day. If not, we would have five times a day. Vayifa eskapov va'al yispalel. Ma'at, what's the source that we pray four tefillos? Perhaps he gives because Kehanim without tefillah. Masanu tefillah b'lo nesias kapayim b'lo masanu nesias kapayim b'lo tefillah. The Gemara answers, we find tefillah without because Kehanim, but we don't find Birkas Kehanim without Tfilah. Tani, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Baisa says this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Yeti holds that there's no Birkas Kehanim in Mincha, and Rida holds that also Ne'ila does not have Birkas Kehanim. Vizei Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Erevin of Atana Sibbo, Nagu Hakol, Ku Rabbi Meir. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, in Erevin, Rabbi Meir requires both Erevei Chatzeros and Shittuf in the Mavri, and because Gehanim on a Tanis Sibbo, everyone conducts like Rabbi Meir. Yaakov Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, after Megillas Esther, Nagu Hakol Rabbi Meir. Yaakov Acha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that also regarding Megillas Esther, everyone follows, conducts like Rabbi Meir, meaning who requires reading the entire Megillah. Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Shubha Levi b'shem Bar Padaya, Mepnei Ma, Samach HaKosov, Parshas Nozir, Nenesias Kapayim, Lambda Kashim Shanozir also Bayayin Kachnasias Kapayim Asura Bayayin. Zera quoting Rukhiya, quoting Rishiman Levi, quoting Bar Padaya, says that why did the Torah write the Parsha of Nozir next to the Parsha of Birkas Kehanim? It teaches that just like a Nozir is forbidden in wine, also one who will give Birkas Kehanim is forbidden in wine. Ima Hanozir also Bechatsonim of Bezogim, Achnasias Kapayim Asura Bechatsonim Bezogim. As a Gemara, just like a Nazir is forbidden to have great bits and peels, also one who will do Birkas Kehanim should be forbidden in these things. Yona Omar, if Palgun, Yeshua Bar Guzua, Rabbi Zera, Chad Yolaf La Mina Nazir, Chad Yolaf La Mina Sherus, Liadin Man Yolaf La Mina Nazir, and Man Yolaf La Mina Sherus. Yona said that Yeshua Bar Guzua and Rabbi Zera, one of them learns that one who will give Birkas Kehanim is forbidden in wine, from Nazir, and one of them learns from Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know who learns from Nazir and who learns from the Avodah. Manda Yolof Mila Nazir, Ima HaNazir, Osa B'Chatzonu B'Zogim, Afnasias Kapayim, Osa B'Chatzonu B'Zogim. Manda Yolof Mila Ashirus, Ima Ashirus, Osa B'Vali Mumim, Afnasias Kapayim, Osa B'Vali Mumim. One who learns from Nazir, well, just like a Nazir is forbidden in great pits and fields, also one who will give Birkas Kehanim should be forbidden in great pits and fields. And one who learns from a Avodah, just like a Baal Mum, a blemished Kohen may not do the Avodah, so too a Baal Mum should not be able to say Birkas Kehanim. The Hatani im Haya Dash B'Iroi Muta. We have a question from a Baisa that if a Baal Mum, a blemished Kohen, was regular, means known in his city, he may do Birkas Kehanim. If a Hekesh Shabid, then this is even if he is known. Why would the Baisa allow it when he was known? Ador would be Naphtali Havas. It's Basei Akuma, Asa Shal Rabbi Mana, Amin Mekirin She Ata, She Say Adash Be'urcha, Mutter. This is like when Naftali, his finger was crooked, he asked Rabbi Mana whether or not he may say Birkas Kehanim, and Rabbi Mana told him that since you're known in your city, it's permitted. Bechuna Ma'ava Zaval Gana, should say. Bechuna prevented from one whose eyes constantly shed tears from saying Birkas Kehanim. Tani im hayadash b'irah muta. Well, the Gemara asks, well, doesn't the Baisa say that if a Baal Mum is known in the city, it's permitted? And with mana, rigla havas Shitesagin Shlayu Omen Reinu Kotan Noisef Kapas. The man answered that his legs were short, and what it prevented him left people say that a minor can say Birkas Kahanim. And Rav Yosef says, Zoysimir, Sha'osel Estaka B'Kahanim B'Shashin M'Vorchim. Rav Yosef infers from a Mishnah in Megillah that says that one whose hands are dyed may not say Birkas Kahanim because people look at him. It teaches that one may not look at Kahanim when they bless. Amr Chagai, Klum Amru in Mesakim Lomipne Asiya Das, Moshe Da'ana Mistakalna Le Masadati. Amr Chagai said that they forbid looking at Kahanim when they bless, lest one divert his mind from the Bocha. Moshe means Reb Yosef, who is the greatest of the generation like Moshe, I can look and not divert my mind. Nine Lissis Kapayim, Koisavochis Bnei Yisrael, what is the source of Birkas Kahanim? It's the Pasuk in Bamid Bazav, Pasuk Chof Gimel, so you shall bless the Bnei Yisrael. Adkan B'Shachris B'Musaf, Yisa Aron Yisyadav El'Am. It teaches about Shachris, means blessing once a day. What is the source that we also bless at Musaf? That's in Vayikra Tef, Pasuk Chof Beis, and Aaron lifted up his hands to the nation. And this is written after offering other Karbonos of the day. The question is implied, this pasuk is out of order. It should have said, rather, and he descended from performing the chatas, ha'ila, and the shlomim, and after this should say, and Aaron lifted up his hands. Why is Vayisa written first in the pasuk? The melamed should be yuridosei, lemezbech, hayanoises, kapav, mevach, sa'am, mevach, mevamidah. The answer is rather, it teaches that when he descended from the Mizbeach, he lifted up his hands, he blessed them while standing. Yochel Shulei Bamida, perhaps, because kind of, if not necessarily while standing. And the Gemara rejects that because the Pasuk says in Dvorim Chof Aleph Pasuk Hey, because in them Hashem, your God, chose to serve him and to bless in his name, referring to the Kohanim. So the Pasuk compares Bracha to Shevus, to Avoida. Just like the Avoida is dafka while standing, also Bracha has to be done while standing. We're being support to that from the Pasuk in Devarim Basin, Perek Lamed, in Pasuk Chof Zayin, and the Kohanim, the Levim, stood and bless the nation. B'doyu shel Chizkia shahayu yigeim b'toyu hakos medabe al b'doyu sacherim shahayu oivdim avodu akum ma'u aime uv'farsechem kapechem alim einai mikem. The pasuk of Vayishama Kolam discusses the generation of Chizkia that they exerted in Torah. However, later generations that served idolatry, it says about them, and that's the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ezvav, and in your spreading of your hands, I will lift up my eyes from you. Yevorchem, Bocha, Shisei Stuma, Avaloi Shamanu, Evehi, and Shebo Akosav, Epirusha, Yevrecha Hashem Yishmaecha, Yeh Hashem Panamelecha Vichoneka, Yisa Hashem Panamelecha, Vyesem Lecha Shalom. Vayivorchem is an unspecified bracha. We don't know which bracha it is until it's specified the bracha to be said, and that's in Bamidbaim, Pek Vav, in Pesukim Chof Dalet to Chof Vav. May Hashem bless you and watch over you. May Hashem cause His countenance to shine to you and favor you. May Hashem raise His countenance towards you and grant you peace. Minayin leNeila, and what's the source for Tfilas Neila? The other Tfilas correspond to Korbanos. Amar Levi Gam Ki Levi answered from the Pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes Vav, which is the same Pasuk quoted earlier. It says there, even when you pray at length, I do not hear. It teaches that normally, when without this decree, anyone who prays at length is answered. Also shifted to Rabbi Levi, Taman Amrila Abba Braid, Rabbi Papi, Rushua, Besichni, Vishim Rabbi Levi, Vachal Ebsev, Yiyah, Moisa, Udva, Sefasayim, אך למחזור. חנה על ידי שריבה בתפילוסה קיצה בימיו של שמור. We ask the contradiction of Levi toward the opposite elsewhere. There Rabbi Abba Breda, Rabbi Papi, quoting Rishurbe Osichni, quoting Levi, said, quoting from the Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Yudala, Pasuk of Gimel, in every toil there will be gain, but a word of the lips is only for loss. And Chana prayed at length, this shortened Shmuel's life. Sha'ama v'yashav sham ad oilam. He said, in Shmuel Aleph Peg, Aleph Pasuk of Faith, and he will live there forever. She says it to her husband, she explained what she vowed in a tefillah. Alai ein olam shal Levi ele chamishim shana, ichtiv, ben chamishim shana, yoshev mitzvah ha'avoda, chai delayin chamishin vitalti. The Gemara said the olam of a Levi is 50 years, as it says, and at age 50 he will return from serving, and Shmuel lived to be 52. Amav yosi bevun, v'shtayim shegemalatim. Rabbi Benan said he nursed for 2 years, and she weaned him and brought him to the Mishkan, and he lived 50 years from then on. Achua Mahochin, and we conclude the question now there, where Levi said that it's not good to pray so much, and here he says that anyone who prays much is answered. Kan b'yochid, kan b'sibor, the answer is that this refers to an individual, one shouldn't pray much, and this refers to a tzibor, meaning through a lot of prayer, they are answered. Here, b'shem of Yochanan, בשם החלופוסה, בשם רבי מאיר, והיה כי אבוסה להספלל, מכאן שכל אמר ולהספלל מענה. וכי קויטינג רבי יוחנן, קויטינג בשם בן חלופוסה, קויטינג רבי מאיר said that when the Pasuk says, and it was when she prayed greatly, it teaches that anyone who prays much is answered. עד אמסי הוא נעילה, until when is תולס נעילה, Once Kisoran Amben is Balgun, Rav Rav Yerchen, Rav Amar, Ben Elias Shari Shomayim, Rav Yerchen Amar, Ben Elias Shari Hechel. One of Kisoran answered that Rav and Rav Yerchen disagree about this. Rav said it's the locking of the gates in Shomayim, and Rav Yerchen said it's locking of gates of the Hechel. Amar Yudan and Tudan Dwaya, Masnisa Messiah of Yerchen, Beshlisha Prokim, Akihanim, Noisim Eskapayim, Dalat Parim Bayim, Beshachwith, Musaf, Mincha, Ben Elias, Sha'orim, Yitzach Meim and Ne'ilas Shari Shamayim B'yayim. Yudin Anton Dreya said that our Mishnah supports the Yerchanan, that 3 times Kahanim lift their hands, 4 times in a day, Ashachris Musaf Mincha and Ne'ilas Sha'orim. The case in Ne'ilas Sha'ori Shamayim is during the day, because Kahanim is only during the day. Achva De'ime De'rav Adar Avetia Gulfei De'rav Pritzim Rabba Avlei Kad Techmi Shumsha Burish Tikla Ajavli Gulfi Denutzli Neilas Sha'im. The brother of Rav's father would guard Rav's palace on Yom Kippur. Rav told him, when you see the sun at the top of the date trees, bring to me my talis to pray Neilas Sha'im. Chalva should say to Rav, Tamanu Amar Neilas Sha'i Shamayim Vachu Amar Neilas Sha'i Hechel. The Gemara asked that the Rav contradicts himself. There he says that the time is at Ne'ilas Shari Shomayim, and here he's saying before sunset means Ne'ilas Shari Hechel. Avim Matanya Alideita Havim Arich Vaslusei Sagin Havim Magia Samach Ne'ilas Shari Shomayim. The answer says in Matanya that since he used to pray a great length, it lasts until close to Ne'ilas Shari Shomayim. Ne'ila Maariv Shetiftor Es Shal Erev. Can Ne'ila exempt one from praying Maariv, means the Tefillah of the night? Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Rufchuna, B'Shem Rav, Ne'ila, Priteres, Shalerev. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rufchuna, quoting Rav, said, Ne'ila exempt Ma'ariv. And Rabbi Abba, Rufchuna, Ve'ichon U'mazke, Shal Avdola. Rabbi Abba asked Rufchuna, where does he mention Avdola in Ne'ila? And Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Abba, Ve'ich Yu Sheva, Ve'ichoiz, Shoinase. And Rabbi Yoina asked the question to Mana, Rabbi Abba, how can Rav say that Ne'ila, which has only 7 brachos, exempts Ma'ariv Matzei Yom Kippur, which has 18? Amalei v'lei kva ifasav. The Abba said, was Rav not already refuted through my question? Why do you need to ask another question? Amalei v'again d'ifasav t'vartel. Vienna said, due to your seeming refutation of Rav's words, battle, perhaps one can answer your question, and therefore I need to ask my question. Amalei v'yosef, Madakashi Rabbi Abba, Kashi Yos, Madakashi Vienna, Kashi Yos, קל הקילוי עליו בפני תעניסוי, שהוא שבע פטריס 18. And the Gemara answers, the second question says of Yossa, Rabbi Abba's question is a proper question, but Rabbi Yonah's question is not difficult. Chacham were lenient for one due to his fast, because he's in pain and needs to eat, to say that seven brachas exempt the need to say 80. Abba Mamal Amma Rechavaya, Maya Man Kulchoin Shamis Shein Eilef Peteres, Shal Erev. Abba Mamal said to the Talmidim that from all my Rebbeim I heard that Neil does not exempt Maras. Simon Meshem Rebbelevi, Ein Eilef Peteres Shal Erev. Simon quoting Rebbelevi said that Neil does not exempt Maras. Amma Vyasi Rebun, Matani Rechia, Kain, Bechol Yom, Adam Mispalo Shemana Esrei, Marta Shabbos, Emergency Yom Kippurim, Emergency Tanis Sibyl. Rabbi Rabun gives the support. Mechia taught that every day one prays 18 brachas, even Marta Shabbos, Marta Yom Kippur, Marta Tanis Sibyl, and it shows that Neilah does not exempt Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yisra Banachim, Mashim Rabbishur Ben Levi, Yom Kippurim, Shechal Yis Meshabbos, Afafisha Ein Neilah Beshabbos, Maske, Shabbos Ben Neilah. Rabbi Yisra Banachim, quoting Rabbishur Ben Levi, said, if Yom Kippur falls on the Shabbos, even though there's no Ne'ilah on a regular Shabbos, he mentions Shabbos in Ne'ilah. If it's Imam Mishra Mishra Ben Levi, Shabbos Shechal Yos B'Chanukah, Afakisha in Musaf B'Chanukah, Maske Shechanukah Ben Musaf. Imam quoting Mishra Ben Levi said that Shabbos that falls during Chanukah, even though there's no Musaf on a regular day of Chanukah, he mentions Chanukah in Musaf. Eisinola Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Tanis, Afakisha in Ne'ilah Rosh Chodesh, Maske Rosh Chodesh Ben Ne'ilah. Added to this, Rosh Chodesh that falls on a Tanis, even though there is no Ne'ilah Rosh Chodesh, he mentions Rosh Chodesh in Ne'ilah. Rosh Chodesh for Tanis, Eichan Umazkir, Shel, Tanis, Umusav Shutei. The Gemara asks that when Rosh Chodesh is a Tanis, where does the Shlech Sibur mention the past in Musav? An individual mentioned it in Avodah, like all requests in the future. Zeo Amar, Haidoya, with Zeo answered, he mentioned it in Haidoya, which is Moedim. The Abba B'Mamal Amma B'Avoida, and Abba B'Mamal says, he mentions it in Avoida, which is the Bracha of Ritzei. The Avina, Oimra B'Becha, the Bracha of Avias, Avina says that he says it for the Bracha of it in of itself, as the fourth Bracha. Amma B'Abba Mamatsanu, B'Homokim, Oimra Bracha of Avias, Asnam Bracha of Avias. And the Abba supports that and says, we find that everywhere, he says it's for the fourth Bracha by itself, means well, it's not only the fourth, but it's by itself, but also here, it's the fourth bracha. Nasak uvda ka'adar dubi abba, they concluded that in practice, we do like dubi abba. Nekoyen, what do we read in the Torah on a fast on Rosh Chodesh? V'yisim v'koyen brachas o'klaras. V'yisim we read the brachas and curses in Parshas Ki Tavo. Amalayin v'vimana v'gein medatun, v'tanisa v'vien al me'ihoin, v'alayadin v'tanisa. V'mana asked that, is this in order to inform that it's a fast? If on their faces in Tachron, when a fast is on Rosh Chodesh, and they don't know that it's a fast, we have to read brachas and curses to inform them. Amreila de'echa shekirin brachas o'klavos. We have to answer that it's not to inform you that it's a fast, I came to inform you that the proper Kriyas HaTorah is brachas and curses. V'yidna k'vitkaya oma k'yim v'yasa v'shem v'yudah b'apazi k'yirin b'Rosh Chodesh. And Yudan Kaputkaya, quoting of Yudah Barpavi in front of Yosi, answered, they read a normal reading for Rosh Chodesh. Tam Rabbi Yosa, im Rabbi Yudah Barpavi, you should say, Amalei Ata Shamatim in Avuch Hadamilsa. Rabbi Yosa asked Rabbi Yudah Barpavi, did you hear this from your father? Amalei Abba Le Amakein Ela De Eine Tav Ale De Inun Yadin De Hu Reishiacha, Koyim Rosh Chodesh, Meshachal Amakein, Reis Koyim Bachas Uklavis. Rida Pazi says that my father said so only in Einei Tav, where they are Makadish Rosh Chodesh. They know Vada is Rosh Chodesh. They read the Rosh Chodesh reading to publicize the matter. In all other places, if you read the Brachot and Curses. Yumya Safa Shal of Yumya, Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Shabbos B'Mekoyen. Yumya Safa asked Rabbi Yumya, when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, what do we read? And Mishnah Megillah says that we interrupt. Does this refer to Kriyas HaTorah or the Haftarah? Amalei Koyen Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Yemi answer that we read all seven aliyahs in the Parshas Musaf, in Parshas Musaf Rosh Chodesh. המביכר בו יקוין רביעי מי, מסניפה עמקין, וחור מסיקן, לבשי חדושם, לחנקה ולפורם, ולתניס מעמדיס. ובין הספור שמביכר בו, וספס שם עמי, from the Mishnah, ואין שם עושה everything, for שחידש, חנקה פורם, תניס מעמדיס. יצחק שחיו השאר וביצחק, ושחידש חליוס בחנקה במקרים. Yitzhak Tzachayu asked to be Yitzhak, when is Chiddush on Chanukah, what do we read? Amalei Koyuin is a Gimel, Rosh Chiddush, Echa B'Chanukah. Rabbi Yitzhak answered, three aliyahs should be for the Rosh Chiddush davening, and one reads in Chanukah Mizrach for Chanukah. If you finish first, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Abba Barzmina, Matar Roshem, Rabbi Avudama, Nechifa, Koyuin Shleisha B'Chanukah Echa Rosh Chiddush, and the second answer is from Rabbi Pinchas quoting Rabbi Simon quoting Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina and something in the name of Rabbi Abu Dima of Haifa, that three read in Chanukah and one reads in Rosh Chodesh, to inform that the fourth reads only due to Rosh Chodesh. Shalmi Safa Shal Rabbi Mana Higa Atzmacha Shachal Rosh Chodesh Shal Chanukah Liyos Meshabbos Vlashiva Kruyim Inun Islach Meima Shleiba Harvi Ela Machmas Shchidish. But Shalmiya Safa said to Rimana, think about it, if a Shchidish of Chanukah fell on Shabbos, don't seven read, and he said that the fourth comes only due to a Shchidish, there's no way to inform people of this. Likewise, we need not inform them when it falls on a weekday. Amalei Vado should also say the Safik. Rimana said this is a question about which there is a great Safik. Rebbe Mefaked La'avdan Amore Achriz Kamei Hoin Man Dematzli Yatzli Deramsha Adiyemet Koyim. Rebbe commanded Avdan, his translator, who would publicize these words, to announce in front of the Siva that one who wants to pray Maariv, they pray during the day. Rechiba Abba Mefaked La'amore Achriz Kamei Hoin Man Dematzli Yatzli Deramsha Adiyemet Koyim. Rechiba Abba commanded his translator to announce in front of them that one who wants to pray Maariv may pray during the day. Rabbi Chanina, Mashachni, Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi, Edsar, Punduki Echad, Ramali, Kan Nifal Abba, Shalele Shabbos, Shabbos. Chanina said, Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi took me to an inn and told me, here my father prayed live of Shabbos during the day on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Imi, Rabbi Yochanan, Polik. Rabbi Imi says, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, he holds that one may not do so. Now they will object, they shouldn't disagree, because we add from Chol to Kodesh means they accept Kodesh Shabbos before Shabbos anyway. The second objection is the donkey drivers came from Arav to Sepirin and said that Rechina ben Doisa already accepted Shabbos and prayed Maariv in a city, or may accept Shabbos early because elsewhere it's already dark. The Heda Oma, the Rabbi Chanina, Shani, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Ese Punduki, Echad, Vamali, Kan, Mispal, Abba, Shemata Shabbos, for Shabbos. And the Gemara checks, what do Rabbi Yochanan disagree about? And the Heda said that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi took me to an inn and told me, here my father prayed Maariv of Shemata Shabbos on Shabbos. The Afilu Allah, the Rabbi Tzorich, Mispalga, the Rabbi Mepakid, the Abdan, Amayoi, Achriz kemehoi, man yatsli deramsha, adjei mekayim, rechiba abba, vaged lamerai, achriz kemehoi, man yatsli deramsha, adjei mekayim. The Gemara objects, even about this, Rabbi Yochanan should not disagree, because Rabbi commanded Avdan, his translator, to announce in front of them that one who wants to pray Maariv may pray during the day. And the Rechiba Abba commanded his translators to announce in front of them that one who wants to pray Maariv may pray during the day. The base of Yanai, Amen, Alain, Adam, Levitasai, Ein Machichan, Alav, Shiyerid. As the Yanai said, if a person went to his bed to sleep and he didn't, had not yet prayed Maariv, we don't exert him to descend and pray because Maariv in a certain way is optional. Amen, Vizera, Kozman, Dahavina, Avad Kain Havina Mispachi Vale. Zero said, every time I did so and didn't pray Maariv, because I already had gone to bed, and I realized I was afraid the entire night. Yeslach Elekadot, Rabbi Makil Abdan, and my way, Achriz Kaimihoin, Manda Masli Yatsli, the Ramsha, Adye Makayim, Rabbi Abba, Makil Amirai, Achriz Kaimihoin, Manda Masli Yatsli, the Ramsha, and the Yom Kayim. If you want to go to sleep before night, you should do only as the Rebbe commanded, as Avdam is translated, to announce in front of him, the one who wants to pray Ma'az may pray during the day. Rebbe Abba commanded his translator to announce in front of them that one who wants to pray Ma'az may pray during the day. Rebbe Yaakov Acha, Tanya Talon, Shila Ha'erev Mahu, Gamil Aimer, Aimer Choiva, Risho Aimer, Rishus. Yaakov Acha said it was taught that one of the stages of Shila Ma'av, Rabbi Gamliel said it's obligatory, and Rabbi Yeshua said it's optional. Amma, Rabbi Chinana, Astian Elaine, Plug Yutta, Kainain, Plug Yutta, Manda Amma Chiva, Ein Ni'ila Peteres, Shal Erev, Manda Moshus, Ni'ila Peteres, Shal Erev. Rabbi Chinana said that these Tanaim disagree like those Tanaim disagree. The one who says that Ma'ariv is obligatory holds that Ni'ila does not exempt Ma'ariv. The one who says that Ma'ariv is optional holds that Ni'ila exempts Ma'ariv. Ma'asu v'tomen echa t'ubar v'shal esu b'shur t'ilas ha'erev ma'hi amaloi rishus. Bar v'shal esu v'gam ni'il t'ilas ha'erev ma'hi amaloi cheva. The case occurred in which a Talmud asked b'shur about Ma'ariv and he said it was optional. He came and asked v'gam ni'il who said that it's obligatory. Amaloi v'aloi b'shur amaloi rishus. Talmud said, but Rabbi Shua told me that it is optional. Amalai lemacha, kishikanis lebeit avad, amal v'shal es ha'alacha ha'zeis, v'amad es ha'talmud v'shal es ha'onil, t'ilas ha'erev ma'hi, amalai chayva. Ha'onil said, tomorrow when I enter the Beit Medrash, stand and ask this question. The Talmud, then the next day the Talmud asked the Ha'onil the question, what is Ma'ariv? And the Ha'onil said, it is obligatory. Amalai v'ha Rabbi Shua Aimer Rishus. The Talmud said, but Rabbi Shua said that it's optional. Amalai v'gamliel Rabbi Shua Atu Sha'aimer Rishus Amalai Lav Amalai Amayda Raglecha V'yiducha. Amalai said to Rabbi Shua, do you say that it is optional? And he said, no. Amalai said, stand up and I'll testify about you as to what you said. Amalai v'gamliel Yoshe v'dayresh Rabbi Shua Aimer Raglov Adjavinuk Boi Chala'am Amu L'Rabbi Chutzpus HaTogaman Potes am amu, the Rebbe Zinun, a chazan, amu al-Ishilu, Sev amu al-Ishilu. Ramnil was sitting and expounding, and Rishu was still standing until everyone was murmuring. So Chacham decided to depose Rabbi Ramnil, but not in public. They told Chutzpus, the translator, to stop, to make people leave. They told Zinun, the overseer of the Beis HaKnesses, to say, begin to leave. He said that, and they began leaving. Amdu kol ha'am al-Aglehem, amu loi, v'chol, everyone stood up and said to Gamliel, constantly disgraced Chachomim. Miad halchu aminu es Rabbi Lazaria, the yeshiva, bet sheshefei shana haya, v'nimalei kavoshoi sebeis. Immediately they went and appointed Rabbi Lazaria to head the yeshiva. He was 16 years old, and his entire head became full of white hairs. Ayyav Akiva, Yoshev, Mestayev, Amma, Loi, Shuhu, Ben Tayram, Yoshev, Mimeni, Shetay, Ela, Shu, Ben Gazilim, Yoshev, Mimeni. Ashe Adam, Shezachal, Abisab, Ashe Adam, Sheshloi, Yathed, Le Talaisbu. He was sad and with pain that he wasn't appointed. He thought, perhaps there's a shortcoming in me. He retracted and said, it's not that he's a greater Chacham than me, rather he descends from Gazilim more than I. Fortunate is one whose ancestors merited for him, fortunate is one who has a peg to hang from. I see Sidosa Shiva Blazu Nazaria, Shuasiri, Ezra, and what was the peg of Blazu Nazaria, who was 10th generation descendant of Ezra. Tamas Hassan Hayusham, how many benches were added to accommodate the additional Talmidim there? Because the Gamliel did not allow Talmidim to enter until they were investigated. Blazu Nazaria allowed Talmidim to enter without investigation. Yaakov Asisi Omar, Shmoinim Tafalim, Shatamli Chachomim Hayusham, Kutz Min Ha'indim, Ma'achoy Agadem. Yaakov HaSifi answered, there were 80 benches of Tamil Chachamim there, excluding those who stood behind the fence. Amav Yosi Berbun, Shlosh Meyash Shasolim, Tamil Chachamim Hayusham, Chosman Aimdim Me'achoy Agadah. And Yosi Berbun said there were 300 benches of Tamil Chachamim there, excluding those who stood behind the fence. Gahi B'taninan Taman B'yem Sheshivu Esav Lazim Nazariah B'yeshiva. It's like it was taught on the day that they appointed Rabbi Nazaria to head the yeshiva. Taman taninan zem midrash Torah shavlozim Nazaria lefnei chachomim v'kem b'yavne Chikem Hayasham. And the Gemara for the Mishnah teaches Rav Mazayek found that this drasha in front of the Chachamim in Kerem, the Yavne, was in a vineyard in Yavne. And I elu tamani Chachamim shayu asuyim choice to Kerem. Rather, even tamani Chachamim were in rows like vineyards. Yad halach le gamliel etzat alecha de echad lech beisai chaisai after gabi rishua v'ashkechei tahavu avit machatin avalei minelein adchai. Immediately, Gamliel went to everyone in that person's house to appease him. He came to Rabbi Yeshua and found him making needles, and he said, from this you support yourselves. Rabbi Yeshua said, until now, you didn't know how the Chacham support themselves with difficulty. Woe to the generation that you're its leader. Gamliel said, I spoke against you more than was correct. Pardon me. Olchin Gabi Vlov and Azaria had the if the Ami Vikiva has a Amale Mishu Maze Yaze Mishino Loi Maze Loi Ben Yat Maze Yemel Maze Ben Maze Me Mecha Me Me Mara Vacha Vacha Efemaka. He sent to Vlov and Azaria a laundry, and some say it was a Vikiva. He said to Vlov, one who is Maze means a Kayan who sprinkles the Paragura waters will sprinkle. One who is not Maze and not the son of a mazir, will he tell a mazir, the son of a mazir, your water is clay water and your ashes are other ashes, and they're not matahir? Meaning those who depose the Gamliel have no connection to being Nafi. They have no authority to appoint you in place of them, to not feel bad that he will return to be the Nafi. Amalahen, Nisasisam, Ani Vatem, Nashkin, Piskosher Gamliel. As I said to them, you are appeased, I and you will go to the door of Gamliel to reinstate him. Even so, they did not totally remove Rav Nazar from his greatness, rather they appointed him as Beis Din.